Beloved, I wanted to share with you a lesson I learned this week, one that on the surface may not seem particularly spiritual, but in hindsight, I see as a profound teaching from life itself. It happened one evening this week as I was driving back to Chalice after a long work day. I just finished a brief dinner at home, and I was on the road again, making my way through the darkness to a council meeting and a music rehearsal. And as I drove down the freeway, something caught the corner of my eye, right here, a gigantic spider, right above my head, about this close, on the visor. Now, I'm not particularly afraid of spiders in general, but this one, in that moment, was huge, like this big it was. And its long legs were moving right above my face, just inches from me as I was driving. And in an instant, I just panicked and I completely lost my bearings. I began screaming in my car as I careened down the highway, no longer in control of the car. And I was so gripped by fear that I almost crashed because of this tiny creature right above my head. Mercifully, I managed to pull off the road fairly soon after that and into a parking lot where I frantically searched for the spider. But by the time I stopped, it had disappeared. I searched high and low with my phone flashlight. I gingerly pulled down the visor. It wasn't there. And I couldn't find it. And despite knowing that it was somewhere in my car, I got back in and I continued my drive to Chalice. And to this day, I'm convinced that that spider is still in my car somewhere. So if anyone feels brave, come help me find it. But the lesson I learned here is a simple but powerful one, I think. My reaction to that spider was completely disproportionate to the actual threat it posed. My fear, while real in the moment, caused me to lose control, to endanger myself and others, and to respond in a way that didn't serve me. It was a reminder of how fear, when we let it take over, can cloud our judgment and prevent us from moving forward in a healthy, focused way. So I thought about this experience later, and I began to reflect on how fear is so pervasive in so many of our lives right now. It's everywhere we turn. Fear of the future, fear for our beautiful planet, fear of what's to come. And it can feel like we're careening down the freeway, right? Overwhelmed by a sense of impending doom. And while fear is a natural response to uncertainty, it's important to remember that catastrophizing, reacting with intensity and panic, can often make things worse, not better. As a society and as individuals, we face so much that is unsettling right now. And it's easy for us to get caught in a spiral of worry and anxiety. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, how can we find comfort and calm so that we can act rationally and we're not paralyzed or catapulted by fear? How do we find the courage and clarity to keep moving forward with purpose and peace in our hearts, even when our lives and the world are full of chaos? For me, it helps to return to my breath. And believe me, the spider wasn't the only crazy thing that happened this week. And so I really had to search deep how I can find my equilibrium. And I noticed that if I return to breathing deeply and take one moment at a time, sometimes just 1 hour at a time, and I find some way to connect compassionately with my heart, that helps. Now, of course, we all find times when our hearts feel afraid or broken or just plain worn out. Anyone here have hearts that are worn out? And I've had, as I mentioned, plenty of those moments this week, as many of you have too, I know. And in such moments, it's easy to think we just need to power through and to keep going and not show too much of our emotion and push ourselves harder. Anyone here do that? Oh, okay. And I've learned through a lot of trial and error that the opposite is actually true. We mustn't push harder in those moments or let our anxiety grow. Instead, we must nourish our tender hearts in whatever way we can with compassion and deep, slow breaths. And we need to offer ourselves love, empathy, and forgiveness if we overreact or have inappropriate responses at times. None of us are perfect. And instead of pushing through every moment of stress, we must actively seek ways to calm our nervous systems and to restore our spirits. One of my favorite philosophers, Parker Palmer, says, "Heartbreak comes with this territory of being human, doesn't it? Like we learned with our beautiful mishmash heart earlier." Palmer says, "When love and trust fail us, our hearts break and we suffer." But there are two quite different ways for the heart to break. There's the brittle heart that breaks apart into a thousand shards, a heart that takes us down as it explodes. And then there's the supple heart, the one that breaks open, not apart, growing into greater capacity for the many forms of love. Only the supple heart can hold suffering in a way that opens to new life. So, my friends, I ask you, in the midst of challenges and difficult times, how can you stop your heart from closing and exploding and instead allow it to grow, to break open and become more supple? Because it's a beautiful thing when we allow all our hearts to open together. And it would be so easy for us to close our hearts in this time, to pull the covers over our heads and just go, "I don't want to deal," and to become brittle and hardened when confronted with chaos. But the challenge and the opportunity right now, my friends, is to allow our hearts to break open again and again to all the suffering that is around us, so that our hearts can soften and we can be of service to those who need it. So I invite you to explore what you'll do to open your heart and restore your sense of peace and grounding. What do you need to nourish your weary spirit? We often think that things like rest and self-care are luxuries, but in truth, my friends, they are necessities. We cannot continue to give of ourselves from a place of depletion. We cannot lead with love, as we sang earlier, or sustain our energy in these difficult times unless we first attend to our own hearts with care. That's how we repair our hearts for the work ahead. And one of the most powerful ways I know to open our hearts is through music. Music and song have a healing power like no other. Wisdom lands in the heart through music. So when we gather together in song, we calm our hearts, we lift our spirits, and we soothe our nervous systems. And when we sing together, we remember we're not alone. We're not isolated in our fear and worry. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And together we can invoke healing. Together we can repair our hearts. So I want to share a chant with you that came to me early one morning this week. It's a simple prayer, a song to heal our spirits and open our hearts. My friends, the road ahead is uncertain, but we don't have to face it alone. Together we will sing and take one breath at a time, and we will hold each other with compassion so we may repair our hearts and allow these supple hearts to let us lead with love. So join me now in this song. It's very simple, and we'll sing it through a number of times. Heal my heart, heal my soul, heal my spirit, make me whole. Heal my mind, heal my sight, heal my body, bring me light. And then we just repeat it. Heal my heart, heal my soul, heal my spirit, make me whole. Heal my mind, heal my sight, heal my body, bring me light. Heal my heart, heal my soul, heal my spirit, make me whole. Heal my mind, heal my sight, heal my body, bring me light. Heal my heart, heal my my spirit, make me whole. Heal my mind, heal my sight, heal my body, bring me light. One more time. Heal my heart, heal my soul, heal my spirit, make me whole. Heal my my friends, we had a lot of treasures to share with you this week. So we're going to go a little longer than usual. I hope you're okay with that, because Merlin also has some words and beautiful music to share with you.
Well, I've decided I was going to tell you a story of how I found this community 20 years ago, but I've decided I'm going to cut it short because there's a song at the end of it. I find it easier to talk with the guitar around my neck anyway. So I'll just give you like the nutshell and then I'll sing, okay? About 20 years ago, there was another election we had that left me so disappointed when I heard politicians talking about weapons of mass destruction and drumming the drumbeat of war and using those stories, those false stories, to start a useless war. And I felt so. And then this all came out, and then we had another election, and they were reelected, and I was so alone in this valley. I felt like, why and where are my people? So the part I'm cutting out, and I'll share it with you another time, is my background and the preacher's kid and how I went through over a dozen years of religious studies and came out the other end of that tunnel with 3 degrees and no religion. and then I took a 25-year coffee break from religion. and then I found this place. And I wrote my dissertation on Kurt Vonnegut, and he speaks very eloquently about the, I was able to laugh my way through the rest of my graduate school by writing about Kurt Vonnegut, but he shares the importance of belonging to an extended family, and that stuck in my head all those years, and it was something I needed. I needed to find a place, and I didn't even know it, a place where you could teach me Spirit of Life and Let It Be a Dance. And so I wrote my own songs, and I've had the joy of sharing my music with this community over those past decades. And so that's the nutshell. And we're going to sing a song that I wrote in 2017 at a time where I needed healing and where I felt enveloped by the love of close family and my extended family. So it's called I Breathe In Love, and it's got a chorus that may come up on the screen. We hope that I hope you'll learn. Kaylin's going to help sing and with Nika. Debbie will come in strong with the drum right at the top. Now, we do this different ways, different times, so that's the way we're doing it now.
Faces see, I call your names, I love you all. I breathe in love, I breathe out peace. I let it in and I let it leave. I breathe in love, I breathe out peace. I let it in and I let it leave.
I say these words because I can. I breathe in love, and so I am.
Thank you so much, Merlin. That was so beautiful.